This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Now, hold on. What's tickling you, Key, coming into this segment?
I just laugh, man, because, you know, our conversations we have during our breaks, and it still is in my mind. It hasn't left my mind yet because I'm just thinking, like, it just some things just don't make sense that people do when they have the means to do different.
Are you referring to me?
They just excuse me?
Are you referring to me?
A bit dog will bark. I said no names. You are certainly the sandwich guy. The guy who eats the sandwich out of the refrigerator knowing it's not his. Mm. And as soon as somebody says, who ate my turkey sandwich? You scream, not me, but you got mustard on the side.
I didn't cop to eating all the turkey sandwiches. I always cop.
Anything.
Saying, are you referring to me, is me copping to the turkey sandwich.
Yeah, but you don't have to because I didn't say your name. So you're guilty. You feel a certain way by me just saying we were having a conversation, da-da-da-da, and certain people have means to do certain things, but they choose not to. So you automatically assume I was talking about you because you know you have the means to do what I was talking
realize
about,
I
but
have
you choose
three
not do it.
I have three daughters in private school. Do you realize what that costs in New York
but
City?
But I'm not talking about what your economics are and what you're spending. And all we all got kids in private school.
Yeah.
It makes no sense,
like college
by the
tuition.
Way, considering you move into a neighborhood that's supposed to have great schools.
Yeah, right,
100%. They wind up in a private school.
100%. I wish I could get a do-over on that one.
Right?
Yeah, 100%.
I get that. But we're talking about time management is what we're – that's what I'm talking about when I'm discussing your finances and your ability to be able to do certain things that you choose not to do. When you have the financial resources, and I don't know what you have, but I'm not a damn fool. You can do what I'm talking about, which is this much, this small. It's like the guy who decides, oh, I don't want to give to charity. Well, you have it. It's not going to hurt you to give somebody $5.
In this case, the charity would be the Max Kellerman Foundation.
The Max Kellerman Foundation.
I should give myself some charity. Huh?
You have the ability to make your life much easier doing a long weekend of vacation time that starts tomorrow and ends on Tuesday morning. You have the ability to make that much better,
more comfortable. I know what you mean. The key is referring to modes of transportation that avoid traffic and how you get around that and all that kind of stuff. And I'm not averse to you know, shooting the locks off the wallet from time to time when the time is right to do that.
But you complain.
This is one of those borderline cases.
I'm going to be in traffic for 12 hours. Okay, well, you can do some things to alleviate the traffic.
This is what it is. It's leaving the city for Memorial Day weekend at, let's say, even if I push it to like 9 p.m., I'll bet you I'm not out there till midnight, right? If you were to go, and it's expensive if you're taking the whole family, right? But if you were to go one of these little seaplanes out to where I'm going, door-to-door, Key, it's still going to be over an hour, right? But you are saving probably hour and a half to 2 hours when all is said and done. It's expensive, though. And then when I get there, it's harder to get around without a car, whole thing.
I get all of those things, Max. But it's hard for me to understand a guy in your position who's complaining about getting there via traffic, and on top of that, having to, I got to drive. There's certain things you can do to set yourself up where you don't even have to worry about that.
You know, what it's you're like really talking about easy. Is an issue of organization for me more
well,
than
whatever it is, you need to fix it.
Yeah. I don't have an assistant, you know, stuff like that.
I'm tired of trying to fix your problems. I'm tired.
How
of
did you model your behavior? This is actually something I'm curious about, Key. When I model, you know, you model your behavior, I think of my father, right? My father never had an assistant or something like that, so I don't know about stuff like, you know, I just, even though I ought to get one, because people usually, at a certain point.
I don't have an assistant.
So who did you model your behavior on to that you, this is the way I'm going to travel, this is the way I'm going to make sure things go smooth? At what age was that? And you must have had some role model along the way. You're like, oh, I like the way that person does it, or someone to take you under their wing and show you. What was that process for you?
Just really all successful people that I've come into contact with. I've never, you know, my mom, obviously, you know, she wasn't rich or done, you know, she worked her tail off mm-hmm. to provide for her kids. So you learn that the working behavior from her, mm-hmm. and then
but no private
else,
jets, no PJs for mom,
not
right?
Till,
when you
not
were growing
till,
up,
not till 1996.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it changed, but you learn that the hard working portion from moms, because mm-hmm. my dad's never. I don't even know. You could be my father for all I know. I have no idea. And then everything else, starting with my longtime sports agent Jerome Stanley, who's a lawyer, who's your whole deal. So you just learn along the way, certain things.
So you were lucky. You were lucky to run into someone as your sports agent who was able to show you the ropes about certain things.
Absolutely, 100%. Because everything was always when I remember first coming out, it was a plan. It was all a plan. Here's the doom, the doom, the doom. Mm-hmm. Now here's this, the doom, the doom, the doom. And here's how you get to where you want to be.
How'd you know you could trust them?
Man, you just you. First of all, your trust is on what level? What do I need to trust you with?
Right.
Your knowledge? Because you're not writing any checks. You're not touching any bank accounts, right? So what can I trust you with? Your knowledge of understanding as a professional, as a lawyer, as a well-educated black man from the University of Southern California? Like, so you start there, Max, right? Mm-hmm. And then from there, and then you grow. And then as you grow, you have a better understanding and you just learn.
Yeah, I was fortunate also to run into someone in the business who, you know, me, like I'm getting on TV, I want to throw on, you know, the gold chain and what did I know? So, and they were like, no, you're not going to do that, you know.
No, but see, that's the same thing like Jerome. He's looking at certain guys in the past that was on television that had all, he's like, no, that's not it.
Right.
They don't want you like that. They're not looking for that. That's not a time and an era where the people that's making the decisions, they don't understand that. But now we've come to a place in a time that it's acceptable, right? It's acceptable.
So, yeah, right. Things have changed.
Yeah.
By the way, you could tune in tonight for Game 5 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. Celtics host the Heat, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You think the Celtics can come back? They're no longer down 0-3. You think they can come back down 3-1 now, Key?
If they win this game at home tonight, which I think they are, they're favored by 8.5 points. Mm-hmm. I think they are. Then they're going to scare the living you-know-whats out of Miami. And now that they scare Miami, they go back to Miami. Guess what they've shown? Oh, we can win in Miami. Now Miami is like, okay. Now, all of a sudden, the Celtics are 8.5-point favorites. What are they going to be when they go to Miami? Probably 8.5-point favorites. So, they got the nucleus of players across the board, right? Tatum, Brown, Smart. You know, those guys right there can get it done for them. Horford to a degree. And Joe Mazzulla's probably growing each and every day as a coach. And so, I do believe that they could pull it out and be the first team to come back from a 3-0 deficit.
Mike Greenberg was talking about it on Greeny yesterday, right after our show, Key. Listen to what he said.
I was telling everyone that would listen to me, and mostly this was in airports and other places yesterday, that the Celtics were going to come back and win this series, or at least that they had a real chance to do it. And I will continue to use the tossing a coin analogy. Can the Celtics win 4 straight against Miami? It sounds unlikely. But in every game, they have a better than 50-50 chance of winning because they just are a better team. So taken each game unto itself, they should win every one of them.
Right. Of course, even if, as I mentioned earlier, that's what you were saying, Key, even if you're 60% likely to win a game, to win 2 in a row, you're 36% likely. To win 3 in a row, you're under 22% likely. And to win 4 in a row, and they don't need to win 4 in a row anymore because they've already won that first one. But to win 3 in a row is unlikely to happen, even if you're favored in each game. But you know what makes me think about it a little differently? On an ESPNU right now, we're showing you teams to come back from 3-0 series deficits. You can't look at any NBA examples because they don't exist. But in the NHL, the Kings were the last to do it in 2014 against the Sharks. The Flyers in 2010, also NHL, obviously, against the Bruins. We can skip to 2004. It's not important in Major League Baseball. Who cares? Red Sox over Yankees. I'm sick about it. 1975 and 1942, all NHL. So the only time it's happened outside of the NHL is in baseball in that dreadful 2004 season. Key, what makes me think the Celtics have a shot here is Jason Tatum. I know Brown, I know others, but like what he did when they were down 3-2 about to get closed out in Philly at the end of that game after he'd struggled all game, and how he followed that up with 51. Man, if this dude gets unlocked like that, good luck.
You know, the difference to me is that for the most part, the Celtics and the Sixers are on even playing field. Evenly, like player-wise. They superstars. The Miami Heat are not on even playing field. It's the Boston Celtics are a much better team. For whatever reason, they got off to a horrible start, go down 3-0, but they are a much better team. They have better basketball players on paper especially. They got one. And we keep talking about four in a row, three in a row. No, one. Just one. This isn't pickup basketball. They're not getting ready to run it back today. They get an opportunity to rest up after the win, travel a short flight to Florida, rest up some more, go into the arena, try to pop them if they get this one tonight to be able to give them the opportunity to do that in game six. It's unlike pickup basketball where they got to run it back, run it back, run it back. It's one game, Max. Mm-hmm. And that's all. Forget the four games that was already played. Put those in the rearview mirror. They're gone. It's right now, it's a one-game series. It's do all for the Celtics. Die or go on. And that's the way the mindset is in a locker room. That is what the coach is constantly reminding the players of. The players are reminding each other. We got one game, and this is the game.
And easily then if they win.
And then if they win, they move on to the next one.
Easily could win. And then Miami's facing a situation where they got to play at home against a team that just beat them at home.
Yes.
And if they don't win that game, they're in a game seven. And then, you know, That's on the road.
That's the goal, is to get to seven.
Yeah. Meantime, if Jimmy Butler wants to avoid that, he's got to be the best player on either team. And that's not easy if Jason Tatum is really unlocked right now. Kyrie Irving had a message for everyone. We're going to get into it coming up, KJM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. If you've missed any of the first 2 hours and 17 minutes of this show, you can always download the podcast. Key, Kyrie Irving, the subject of a lot of speculation about this offseason because he's a free agent, right? And he's a one of the most skilled, probably the most skillful player who's ever lived, and he's still in his prime, had a message for everyone. Listen to this. He put it on his Instagram.
I just wanted to clear some things up. Like, I'm a free agent this summer, but I am in no rush to make a decision. And the speculation around my name from all these individuals that get on TV and have these personalities, you know, these platforms, and I'm talking about the TV personalities, the sports folk that try to mix sports with politics and lifestyle. Like, when they speak on my name and they're talking about potential teams that I'm going to, can y'all please, I'm asking you, please stop paying attention to that. Like, I am in no rush to make a decision.
Yeah.
He's asked fans to stop tagging him during the games, too. Listen to this.
stop mentioning me on Twitter. All y'all fan bases, stop mentioning me right now, please. It is still the Western Conference and Eastern Conference Finals. Denver's going to the finals. You know, we're still waiting for Boston and Miami. Can y'all please leave me this? Please, can I just be with my family in peace? Y'all got people at my dinner table discussing what my free agency plans are. Stop that. Y'all think it's funny? Please stop that. I actually like having peace of mind when I'm at the crib, all right? I see all y'all ads. I see all y'all mentions. Okay, I said it. I see all y'all stuff y'all be saying. I see all y'all fan base. I get it. I'm just as excited as y'all are. But you gotta chill, though.
Gotta chill. Well, I mean,
why would people chill, though? It's a bit, you know, he's a public figure. He's a free agent. He hasn't made an announcement of where he wants to go. I'm sure he hasn't even vetted all the interest and offers and figured out what he wants to do. He's showing up courtside to Lakers playoff games, right? Like D'Angelo Russell's choking on both ends of the floor. Of course, there's going to be speculation in Dallas, in LA, and other places.
Yeah, I don't know why he's disappointed in the speculation of fans. That's what fans do. They speculate. Now, in terms of the media portion that he was talking about, you know me, you know how I feel about that, Max. I would prefer people to stop trying to couch things a certain way about who he is and what he's all about. That part I certainly would like to see go away. But as far as the fans go, I mean, that's what they're going to do. Whether you pick a team today or tomorrow, they're going to say you should pick the other team. Why would you do this to us? We had high hopes for you. Oh, you suck. You shouldn't have came here anyway. You know, you're going to have all those things.
It also seemed to me, let me tell you something that my ears pricked up when I heard it, okay? You know how a lot of athletes are criticized a lot of the time because they'll make some announcement about themselves, like, for example, most recently, A-Rod used to catch this all the time. The World Series is going on. How dare you talk about yourself? But, what do you want him to do? But it happened just to LeBron James. LeBron, why are you – no one asked you about retirement. You made sure that to another question, you put out the message you wanted, which is you're considering retirement. Then you let McMenamin walk with you out the door – out the arena and said, yes, I'm considering retirement because it wasn't clear enough at the press conference, right? Just to be clear, let's be explicit about it.
Well, what is he supposed to do?
But the point is people will say, I'm not mad at LeBron right now. Whether or not, I'm not passing a judgment about that at this moment. What I'm saying is he was criticized for making, or at least it was observed that, hey, you know what LeBron, or interpreted, LeBron's making this about him. It should be about the Nuggets. They're going on to the finals. But now the narrative, who loves the word narrative, is about LeBron. It seems to me like Kyrie by saying, hey, everybody, there's the Eastern Conference Finals right now. Like, calm down, everyone, right? It seems to me he's being the good guy here, or at least projecting that image. Like, I'm not one of these dudes who makes it about me. Stop you making it about me. Let's make it about basketball.
See, Max, this is where people like you lose me. Mm-hmm. Because I don't care what anybody says, and, oh, I've been knowing somebody for this long, and I know how he's calculating things, and he does it all the way this time. Athletes, professional athletes, don't have time to sit back, man, and, oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to drop this right now, and that way it can all be about me, and then I can deflect it and make it about the championship games. No, they just doing things. He's doing things in real time. He's not sitting there saying, well, LeBron James is going to sit there and say, well, I'm going to go to the podium, and I'm going to make it about me because I don't want to shine the light on the Nuggets. But what happens is, people in the media, or people that follow these things, take it and twist it as such to make it sound like that's what he's doing. Even though that's not what he's doing, he just happens at that point in time, boom, it comes in my mind, I want to retire. I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about possibly, maybe walking away from the game. I got a long summer. I need to think about
that can't be it because that can't.
No, it's so true.
But if that look,
Max, I've been in these.
But the same people,
so many times,
Key, the
man.
Same people who are saying that, which is like everybody, are also saying everything LeBron does is calculated. He has
because
a plan. He wants
the
to
way
message
that they, because that's the way that they've always looked at his career and looked at things that he says.
So he has no plan for saying that. That wasn't calculated. It was not premeditated. That was spur of the moment.
What? For what? Why? Why does somebody as big as LeBron have to calculate something for people to gravitate toward? Why? He doesn't have to do that. He could have did that on a Wednesday. He could have did it on a Tuesday. He could have did it on a Thursday. He could do it in the middle of the summer doing free agency. Same thing with Kyrie. People are talking to Kyrie, and he's responding to his social media, because if he doesn't respond to the social media, then he becomes this. And if he responds to it, he becomes that. So he can't win either way.
Well, there is a way to do it if you're Kyrie, right? And I don't find it offensive or anything what he did. I'm not trying to spin it like bad Kyrie. But you could come out and say something like, look, of course, I know I'm a free agent. Everyone wants to talk about it because, you know, a lot of, you know, there's speculation about it. I get it. But I don't want to do – I really don't want to do anything right now to detract from what's going on, you know, on the court. That's what I'm doing now. I'm really not going to say anything about it until, you know, at least after the finals. And then I'm going to –
That's the way you want him to deliver the message.
I want everyone to do things the way I say.
But that's not the way he wants
to deliver. Oh, how dare he be his own person.
Right? I mean, if he used me versus I, you'd kill him.
That's right. Even if he does exactly as I would suggest, I would look in and find one little thing to talk about, because that's how we make a living. All right, listen, we all focus on Nikola Jokic, right? Because he's doing historically great things. But how much credit should Michael Malone be getting for this Nuggets run? Not to mention Jamal Murray, by the way. 30 points averaged in a conference finals on 50-40-90 has never been done until now, Jamal Murray. But is Michael Malone being overlooked here? After this message from NHTSA. Driving without a seatbelt could cost you everything. In spite of that, there are still drivers on the road who just won't buckle up. Some of those drivers will be pulled over and given expensive tickets by law enforcement. Some of the drivers not wearing their seatbelts will be involved in car crashes. Some will survive, but some won't. Wearing your seatbelt could be the difference between making it home to your loved ones and not making it at all. Every day when you get into your vehicle and decide whether to buckle up, remember that it is the single most effective way to protect your life in the event of a crash. Make it home safely to the people you care about. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Matt, and Max, ESPN Radio. There was a big argument going on between you and the control room there,
Key. Before the argument, I want to pay tributes to Tina Turner passing yesterday.
Yeah.
This is Philadelphia Freedom right here, Max. You know, we got a couple Philadelphia guys in here, so they...
Pat Yates, yep.
Yeah, Pat and Yates. I'm trying to think, what was the most famous song that I can remember?
You know, her comeback song, What's Love Got to Do With It?
Yeah, that's the one that Love Got to Do
That
With
It. A lot of that, it's funny, because, Marvin Gaye had Sexual Healing, right? That was sort of a comeback, not a comeback song, but that was sort of a comeback song. Not that he had really gone anywhere, but it had been a little while. Tina Turner's What's Love Got to Do With It really was like, oh my God, she's not that she'd ever gone away, but wow, she's back on top, yeah. on top.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it, you know, obviously I was a kid, and my mom obviously grew up to it, and I learned about it through, you know, my mom and my aunt. So it was pretty interesting. Then obviously the movie came out, so you learned a little bit more about it in the whole situation. So I just wanted to pay respects as far as that goes. Now, the guys in the control room.
Yes. What happened? What did I miss?
Because they're arguing back and forth on what's a barbecue versus a grill. Is it a West Coast thing or an East Coast thing? And I never hear anybody say I hear people say he's a master pit barbecue guy. I never hear someone says, oh, he's a master griller and they can put barbecue sauce on the grill. Grill is different than barbecuing. Grill is full fire with gas. Mm-hmm. Steel grill, the whole deal.
You're talking about as opposed to charcoal?
Charcoal, wood. Mm-hmm. That's barbecuing.
Well,
that's,
I think they're used interchangeably, but can also be split so that each one has a different connotation. But you can sort of interchange.
Yeah, but no, you never say, I'm going to a barbecue, and they're out there on some damn gas grill. That's 1, not a barbecue.
1,000%
yeah,
that
I
is a thing.
Yeah, I think you can, Key.
100,000,000%.
No, you can't.
Yes.
No, a barbecue.
It's the same thing, Key. Same thing.
No, it's
he's
not
using
same.
He's using the Keyshawn Johnson on you. Same
no,
thing.
No, think about
Key,
it. Yes.
I've never in my life been to a barbecue. I've been to thousands of cookouts, though. Them joints is not the same thing. Now, whether it's an East Coast versus West Coast thing or West Coast versus Philly area.
I'm telling you it's not the same
me
thing.
Me and my homies, we'll never say, yo, so-and-so having a barbecue. Huh? It's a cookout, dog.
It's not a cookout.
What?
A cookout is...
Yo, that's crazy.
But see, I think...
You might just say someone's grilling over it. So, you know, I mean...
I've never attended a barbecue in my life.
A cookout means it's a whole party, right? It's different.
You came to my pool party last year, Yates. That was a barbecue pool party.
No. See, we can't compare cookouts and barbecues to what you had. You had, like, ready-to-made
everything.
No, that's
different, though.
But the basis of it, I will call that... A cookout before I call it a barbecue.
No, bro. We had barbecue.
I need people from Philly to call in. Maybe it's a Philly area thing only, but I don't know, man.
You pulled up the description. You Googled it and pulled it up somehow. And what does it say?
So a barbecue involves slow cooking over indirect heat. It's going to take 6 to 8 hours. You're just hanging out, that type of thing. Where a cookout just is, you know, you're inviting people over and it's just over a gas grill. Like you throw food on over a gas grill.
Yes, absolutely.
Nobody called. If you invited me to a barbecue, if you say, yo, I'm having a barbecue, my follow-up question is going to be, you mean a cookout?
No.
And if your response is something different than yes, I ain't coming.
So also, hold on real quick. So the cookout food list includes like hamburgers, cheeseburgers, hot dogs, right?
Yes.
A barbecue, it's pork, ribs, brisket, chicken, different fish, that's a game, goat.
Absolutely.
No, but like
100%, dude.
And those are two different things, which is what
yes,
I'm trying
are,
to say.
They
a
are
cookout
two
and a barbecue,
things.
No way
so
near
you
the same
So you can never
thing.
Use a barbecue. You can only use cookouts.
I would never have a cookout at my house. I'm only having a barbecue.
Cookouts that's a good point. Max, Wait a minute. That's a good point. The cookout is not in your house in the backyard. The barbecue is. That's true.
What?
Absolutely.
No
yes.
way,
that's
yo.
True. But a cookout
this
connotes.
Is the most around
wait a minute.
I've
a cookout connotes. I've heard very Solomon the Wise has heard every argument now. And now we're going to split the baby. No. A cookout connotes a location that's not your house and a party. A barbecue doesn't have to connote the same level of party. And or you could even just say, I'm going to my man's house. He's grilling, right? Or, I'm grilling over here, whatever. You might have the game on. You might have a little something. But there are three different levels there because I think you have to put
cookouts
grilling in there, too.
Cookouts mean you have access to whoever's place it is. You have access to their bathroom. You have access to their kitchen. You got access to their elders who are making the food. It's a whole gathering. A barbecue?
If you invite me to a barbecue, man.
I'm not finna come. I'm not coming. Yeah, I swear to God, I'm not.
He's not
a cookout? A cookout?
Food
the
snobs,
food isn't
yeah.
even real. Hot dogs, a burger.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not, that ain't, come on, man, some nasty box potato
no
salad you done bought
way.
From the grocery store.
I think
Key
is right about this, Yates.
I'm telling you,
this is the most West Coast thing I've heard Key get on in a while.
You can call it any coast you want to. But I'm telling you, a barbecue is a down south West Coast thing. A cookout is more packed. You know,
extended family,
friends. Yeah, that sort of cookout.
Yo, a block party is a big cookout. Them are the same things.
That's right.
Yes, that's what he's saying.
He's saying a block party is a big cookout. I think that's true.
Yes, that is true, but you didn't say a block party. A block party is a cookout.
Yeah, you'll grilling never have a block party barbecue, though. They're not the same thing.
No, you're not going to have a block
party barbecue. We should line them up in scale, right? From the biggest thing where everyone to the smallest thing you're having a TV dinner in front of by yourself,
like grilling,
right?
Grilling is something quick. That's when you grill. Right. It's quick.
Mm-hmm.
Barbecue takes its time. You're going to watch the game. You already done set the mood 3 and 4 hours before the game.
Key.
So by the time halftime comes, you're ready to eat.
If you invite me over and you say the food will be ready in 6 hours, I'm leaving.
But guys, I've already started before you get there. These terms can be used interchangeably. However, they can also be used to impart a higher level of specificity. So if you say cookout, barbecue, grilling, whatever, it all means more or less the same thing. But with I'll tell you what I mean. So in boxing, right? I'll give you another boxing analogy.
Oh, boy. Hey, Yates. Yeah. My own, you know, Meek just texted me.
What'd he say?
He goes, that's some blank people, you know what.
And where is he from for the public?
Wait, though. He goes, tell Yates, don't come to the barbecue then, blankety, 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 blank.
Tell him if he called a cookout, I'll be there twice.
In boxing, you can get a majority decision, right? Now, if you say split decision, you expect two judges go one way, one goes the other. That's a split decision. A majority decision are two judges say one guy won, one guy says a draw. He doesn't give it to the other guy, right? But they're both forms of split decision. So you might say it's all grilling, but when you say cookout versus barbecue, it's different levels of specificity.
Max, when you use a grill,
yeah,
and you want to throw chicken on it or whatever,
right?
You don't even get the real flavor of the charcoal in the barbecue.
Yeah, that's right. It's on a steel grill with the gas and
you put barbecue sauce on it.
And that's all I do.
I'm never gonna
use a charcoal. It's too much time.
See, but you start early. You pre-plan all of that.
Well, but you're
by the time you get to halftime, it's time to eat.
Hey, Mike in Texas has something to say about this. I think it's fair to say not just you know Southeast and Cali, but Texas counts. What's up, Mike in Texas? Cookout versus barbecue.
I agree 100% with Keyshawn. Them two guys from Philly need to sit down someplace. A barbecue is a barbecue. Do not associate a grill with barbecue. That is not what that is.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
He's from Texas, yo. Barbecue is actual Texas food. Pulled pork and all that fly stuff.
That's real stuff.
Nah, fam, that's not the same thing as a cookout,
yo. Oh, man, y'all from the East Coast.
Man, I need someone from Philly to call into the show.
You can't even go outside in the winter to barbecue or cook out.
Memorial Day's coming up.
It's too damn hot, man. And mosquitoes and everything else is surrounding you. So come on now, Yates, stop.
So wait, the only difference that I've learned here is that the food is slightly different, but everything else is the same?
But no, the preparation, is the reason the food is different is because the method of preparation
that's my point. Like, the food's different, but everything else is the same, and that's the only difference?
No, he also threw in cookout is at a remote location as opposed to
your backyard. Yeah, but it can be at a house.
Backyard.
It can be wherever.
Cookout typically can be, you can have a cookout if you choose to on the East Coast in your backyard that's about the size of a closet, yeah.
So same thing, Keith. They're the same thing.
No, all right. Same
people
thing.
Still want to talk about this. And meantime, we got a lot to do here.
And it could be a little bit of a cultural thing, too. Like I said, Pat, you know, you typically use a grill. You know,
I just want to point
right
out
the package.
I want to point out to everyone, we got to pay some bills, Keith, as they say. But I want to point out to everyone that you see what the national media does to you, Denver? We were about to talk. I teased. We're going to talk Jokic and Michael Malone and Jamal Murray. The guy from L.A. had to bring up cookout versus barbecue, and now Denver got no shine. That's the way it goes. 888-SAY-ESPN, KJM.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, joined now by Andre Miller, former NBA
what up, Dre?
Star, of course. What's going on, Dre?
What's up,
thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
My verb partner.
How you doing?
Man, I'm good, man. You know, you West Coast Cali dude, Yates, Max.
Mm-hmm. He's I bet from you Vermin got Day the right
High School
answer.
Out west.
Hey,
sorry.
Wait,
let me ask you something real quick. Go ahead. Let me ask you this, Dre. Would you rather go to a barbecue or a cookout?
I'd rather go to a cookout.
Okay, so what's the difference between a barbecue and a cookout to you?
A cookout mean I'm not cooking. Barbecue feel like I'd be cooking, so I'd rather go to a cookout.
Yeah, because the barbecue takes a while to get done, for sure, no question about it. Your Denver Nuggets are on their way to the NBA Finals. Either they're going to play the Miami Heat or the Boston Celtics. How impressed are you with the Joker and the way he's been able to perform in the playoffs?
Man, I'm super impressed. I'm here in San Diego, and I got a chance to go to training camp. You know, it was probably, I think, the second training camp that I had been to with the Nuggets. And just his leadership skills and his work ethic, just being in the training camp, you know, guys are getting up and down the court and, you know, going hard and, you would think that some veterans wouldn't do all those things, but he's came in, Joker has set the tone. He shows leadership. He works hard, and the rest of the guys just follow behind. So, you know, it was a breath of fresh air just to see, you know, a player of that caliber, you know, come out there, no nonsense. You don't see him joking around. He's kind of like an old school mentality, like, you know, he's coming in to get the work done, and he's going to stick around afterwards and get his shots up and he knows what it takes to be a pro. So, you know, it's something that, you know, I expected to see. It's taking some time, but, you know, it's happening a lot more sooner than later.
What do you think would be the tougher matchup for Denver, Andre? If the Heat close them out, or if a comebacking Celtics team somehow storms into the finals?
Well, I think, you know, Miami will probably be a five-game series. I think that Miami is just not big enough. You know, I can say that Miami probably wouldn't beat themselves, but Miami would be an easier matchup than Boston. I think Boston, with their length and them having multiple players that can guard, and Al Horford being a veteran big with the young fella, Williams, helping out, you know, to try to, you know, get some physicality on big fella would probably be the tougher matchup for Denver. But I think Miami will end up closing this out. But that series not over yet. So, you know, I think whoever wins, I think Denver is Denver's year. They've been consistent all year. And, you know, it's time to go out there and finish the job.
Andre Miller, former NBA player and current head coach of the Grand Rapids Gold, joined us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Dre, how important has Michael Malone been to the Nuggets' success thus far?
I think he's been spot on as far as his leadership, the coaching staff, as far as the things they want to get accomplished, a business-like motto. He's definitely a player's coach. You know, he understands, you know, players' bodies when they need rest. It's just a good combination of coaching staff. You got some young coaches and some a couple NBA players that go out there and help the guys get the job done and put a lot of work in and practice. So, you know, Mike Malone knows what it takes to win in this NBA. He's proven that. And, you know, it's just been a year where the chemistry and the focus from top to bottom has been there. So, you know, I hope they finish it off. You know, they have a good group of veterans that lead well and hasn't been any trouble. So, you know, the young guys can see what it takes to be a professional. And that's something that we teach in the G League.
Jimmy Butler, a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
now.
I think Jimmy Butler is. Yes, I think he's a Hall of Famer. Just with the amount of, you know, work that he's put in his resume all the way back to the Chicago days coming in and how he went from a defender and not just a defender, but also becoming a opportunity scorer. And, you know, one thing I can say about him is, you know, you see a lot of guys that come into the NBA with that role of being a defender, and then they start working on their offensive game and then forget about playing defense, and then they fall off the map. But he's stuck to what he's done. He's found an organization that fits his mindset. The culture in Miami, everybody can tell you that's one of the toughest organizations to play for as far as coming into training camp, being in shape. And, you know, he puts in the time. He puts in the work, and I definitely do believe he's a Hall of Famer.
Andre Miller, former NBA star with us on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Thanks, Dre. Appreciate it.
All right, Dre, baby.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.